The Mustang Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Hi, everybody. Jeff Helmut from SFMSports.net here with head coach John Plewiak after the Mustangs fall to Lycoming by a score of 5-0. And, Coach, we were talking just before we came on here about the what we could call the turning point in the game as the visitors gave up a red card in the 14th minute, got sent off. And your team had a one-man advantage early in the first half, and then just a moment later, a penalty kick given up here down to our far side after about 15 minutes. They slot home the penalty, and apparently that was the turning point in the game. It just couldn't get the offense in gear, and that seemed to be the turning point.
Yeah, we thought they might come in a little sluggish, long bus ride, and I think they were. I don't think they were sharp prior to the red card to after. And sometimes you think, wow, you got 10, and you know, they got 10, you have 11. But in soccer, that doesn't always mean a whole lot. What it does mean is they can play more defense. So at that point, you got to get that goal, and then I guess, you know, the official decided to make up for the red card with a soft PK, and then all of a sudden we're in a hole. So now they can play, and we coughed one up right before the end of the half. That hurt because I still thought at that point we were in good shape. We just had to change some things around at halftime. And but when they got the second one, that meant they can just go in the shell, and then we had to play with only two defenders, so they got a bunch of breakaways, and that's what happens in soccer. But, you know, boys all play hard. Everybody got in.
Yeah, you had a deep roster tonight, I must say. I do want to say, though, looking from up here at least, it seemed like both the teams, at times, it looked like a track meet. Everyone was running up and down the field, and it was a lot of fast pace, a lot of, you know, fouls and stoppages in between. But, I mean, your team, I think, at least from up here, seemed to keep up speed-wise with Lycoming for the most part of the game, even though that, you know, the five goals, you know, reflects differently in some ways. But I think the pace of your guys, especially over in that first half, really showed.
Yeah, and now we've got six games left. And historically in this conference, I mean, we've only been in 4 years, but the other 3 years, four wins has gotten at least in fifth place, if not fourth in the playoffs. So got six left. Our goal is to get all six, but we're not out of it by any means. What we got to figure out is how to use that speed and score some goals.
Right. Speaking of the conference, as you mentioned, the first conference game at home tonight, and then you have another one coming up on Saturday against Widener. So you're looking to get back to 1-2 in conference play. Give me a little bit of a scouting report upcoming for Widener on Saturday.
Well, Widener's very similar to us, play the same way. And again, what our coaches need to do is get our people in position to score goals and win games. I've been doing this for 23 years. I've never had a team that I can remember that went three games without a goal. And now this is six. It's almost getting to be a cruel joke. So we just got to keep working at it. Just got to, you know, figure out different people. I mean, it's musical chairs with every game. I mean, tonight, Andy DeLuca, Calvin Arnin, our two best players and senior leaders. And, you know, you got to replace them with freshmen. So those people in conference game, a little nerves. And yeah, it takes some time to keep swinging these people in and out. But hopefully we'll figure it out and make that run here down the stretch.
All right, Coach, thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you back here Saturday for that game against Widener.
All right, thank you. Have a good evening.
Thanks, you too. Coach Plewiak joining me after the 5-0 defeat for the Mustangs to Lycoming here at Mustang Stadium.